First of all, I'd like to announce that Ryan Clady is the recipient and our person who's receiving the Ed Block Courage Award for sportsmanship and courage, battling back from the knee injury that he had in the offseason, his work ethic that he put into getting back on the field and overcoming that particular incident. So we're happy for him. It's a great honor for him and the work that he's put in to get back from that.
Questions?
Do you have any better sense on where Kyle's going to fit for game day? Quarter?
We're going to go through still today, Jeff, one more day and just keep working through it. We're, you know, he threw a little bit yesterday, and we'll just keep working through it.
How about Noshon? How did he do in his first practice this week? How sore is he, ready to go?
He's sore, Lindsay. I mean, he got out, he practiced, he got a bunch of reps. He wanted to take most of them because he had missed Wednesday. But we got him some work that we felt we needed to get. He'll go again today. He feels better today. A little more bounce in his step just outside now in the walkthrough. And we feel like he's going to be ready to go this weekend.
Is Demaryius going to play this weekend?
We still have one more day. We're still going to try and get as much work as we can out of him. We hope so. We're hoping so. Just wait until we get through today and see where we are.
How about Brian Dawkins?
Brian is doing good. He's practiced the last 2 days, got a little bit more each day, progressively involved a little bit more. And we're looking forward to having him out on the field, his leadership and who he is.
Did Prager kick yesterday and then you made the call, or was it?
Yeah, Matt, he tried to kick and the leg just wasn't responding, and we've gone, you know, a couple weeks with this now, Jeff. So we just decided that where we are in the season with a week left, Hauschka's been kicking well, so we felt like we had a good option, that now was the time to make that move, and then we make a roster change to bring Jeff Byers up to the 53-man roster.
Kyle expressed his disappointment, as you know, about the move to Tebow here, but looking at him, it looked like he's not very close to going anyway, healthy. I mean, he still looks like he's got a ways to go before he, you know what I mean?
Well, we have time. We have time. That's the thing that we have at this point in time. We've got another day today. We still got tomorrow for treatments and things. And again, Kyle knows this offense. Kyle's played in this offense and would be ready to go. We just have to wait and see where we are health-wise. And at this time of the year, that always takes a little bit longer in the week.
Can you talk about Clady's season? At the beginning of the season, he didn't look like the same guy, but slowly he's through.
Again, you know, guys that have been injured and come off of injuries, it takes a little bit of time, and I think Ryan was working through that a little bit. He's got to get the confidence in, back in, you know, especially with a knee injury for a lineman. That's an important thing and a part of what he does with all his bending. But in time, he's gotten better and better. He's progressively, the season has increased and improved as we've gone on, and he's playing well right now for us.
Since you've been interim coach, what have you guys done to the run game in terms of the game plan? Has it made it simpler at all in terms of the amounts of plays or the exact play calls for the blocking schemes and all of those
two things? Lindsay, a lot of what we do throughout the entire year is in the offseason, we try to really formulate what things work best for us, what kinds of plays and how we do it. And so you can't just we don't really change altogether. We may change formations. We may change how we get to certain things. But a lot of the plays that we do are the same. And so they haven't changed. Conceptually, they have not changed. How they may look and how we set them up is a little bit different, but it's still the same basic running game that we've been using all year. I think the offensive line is doing it better. I think the running backs are doing it better, and I think that's some improvement that we've had at times has been because of that.
Because some players are saying that maybe it's made it more simple so that everybody knows exactly what the calls should be, where to go, who to block.
It may feel that way. I don't think when I look at it that it's a whole lot different than the stuff that we were doing in fall camp. It's just dressing it up different ways, making it look different. But if they think it's easier, I like that.
Houston secondary's had issues. What do they do or not do that you think you can take advantage of?
Houston secondary is still full of NFL players that have played. They practice against one of the best players every day, and they know what to do. They've struggled at times. But the things that we have to do are put together the entire offense to put them in a bind to do things. We got to make them defend our entire offense, not just the pass game. We don't want to become one-dimensional in any aspect because that makes it easy for the defense. So our best advantage, if we're going to utilize that, if we're going to attack that, is to be a complete offense in all aspects of the game so that they've got to play every scenario and every situation.
Do they play well and then just make a slip here or there? Is that the trend?
It's different too when the game, you know, where they are in the game. At times they've been behind early, and that may, you know, the offense then may change how they're going. If they've got a big lead and then all of a sudden now Houston has come back a bunch of times late in games. So I think you have to look at the games and how it's played out and what they're doing and what happens. Are they attacking them? When are they attacking them? There's a lot of things that go into it rather than just to say that they're struggling. You know, numbers are misleading. So that's an NFL defense and a group of people that we're giving the respect that they're due for being back there.
Favorite Christmas memory growing up in Wisconsin?
There's a lot of them. Probably, in all honesty, Mike, one of the best I had was last night. My wife flew in my two uncles, and they showed up at the house at 11:30 last night. And they've supported me throughout all the years and everything I've done. And to have family here supporting during this time is probably one of the most special Christmas memories I have.
Got your dad out there, he's here.
My dad is here, my mom's here, my mother-in-law is here, my brother-in-law is here. I have a lot of family, a lot of support here. So this is a special time, and it's an awesome time right now.
More Studisvilles or Tebows?
There'll be more Tebows. There's not that many students, Bills.
Got a new pair of skates.
The biggest thing in this time of year for me is family, time with family. I love being around my family and sitting around and laughing and hearing their voices. And so if I'm around them, that's why it made it so special that my uncles are here, that you can just, the noise level goes up in the house, and that's a good thing. And it's so seeing them and being around them, that's the best present I could have.
Are you guys doing anything differently to let guys have more time with their family around?
Yeah, we're going to back up the day a little bit tomorrow, Lindsay. We're going to back it up because those of us that have little ones want to be there to see Christmas morning and have that day. We've got a group of professional men in this locker room, coaches and players. And I think if we adjust the schedule and we've talked about it and given them an opportunity to be with their families, I think that's an important part of this whole thing. The families have supported us the entire season. And so the opportunity to be with them is important, and we're professional enough to handle that.
So off earlier today and later tomorrow?
Today's a regular schedule. We're not changing anything today. It's going to be a normal Friday for us today, and we're going to get our work in just like we would on any other Friday. Tomorrow, we'll back it up a little bit in the day so they can spend a little bit more time with their families during the day, and then we'll get to the hotel and get our meetings and still get the same amount of work in.
What time will they have to come here tomorrow then?
They'll be in later afternoon, about, I think we said 5 o'clock. So then we'll kind of – it'll be a long evening for everybody, but we get to spend time with family on Christmas.